Thank you for joining us today on the At the Table podcast, where I strive to encourage and equip you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ.
This week on the At the Table podcast, I'm going to look back at the first 49 episodes as we celebrate number 50 today. I'm going to look ahead at the future of this podcast, and then I'm going to reflect on last week's message given by one of our elders, R.J. Matangelo. Without further ado, let's get started. Well, hello and welcome to the At the Table podcast. This is Pastor Gary. I'm the pastor at Grace Community Church. This is hard to believe, but this is episode number 50. I've been at this since May of 2024, and it doesn't sound like a big deal in some arenas, but I know that in podcasts, it is a big deal. So what I am going to do today is reflect a little bit on those first 50 episodes, give you a sneak peek at some of the ideas I have for the upcoming episodes, and then we're going to dive into this week's actual episode. So what I want to do is just look back and say thank you to those that gave me the idea to start this podcast, the listeners that have been listening. We have not grown tremendously, but that's okay. God gave me this vision to do this podcast when I started the new series titled God's Big Story. And you can go back to episode 1 and 2 and see what that was all about. But this was just something I wanted to do to offer like a midweek pick-me-up to folks that they could use in their studies and that I hope that would be encouraging. And so that is what I did. And God has been faithful in that and given me the encouragement and the stamina to keep going at it. Something new that I'm trying today, and I'm not sure how well this is going to work, is I'm recording this as a video as well, just a real simple setup to just try to grab something. So hopefully, if that goes well, it'll be linked in the show notes or in the link on our podcast on our website. So you can check that out, gccofalliance.org, and click on the At the Table link at the top. So we'll see how that goes. But looking ahead, video is an area that I want to get into. We'll see how that goes. It takes a lot more time to edit a video than it does sound. So we'll see how that goes. But I think that's a different platform, a different medium that might benefit people. They might enjoy it. So right now, it's a real simple setup. It's just a video camera, my phone pointed at me with a secondary mic plugged into that. And we'll see how that goes. But the other thing I wanted to investigate was, as this channel has continued for a year, I've really felt drawn to different areas and to adding to this podcast. I'm still going to try to post once a week, but you're going to see different formats. Maybe I'll have a conversation with someone about a topic. Maybe we'll do a Bible study, a discovery style Bible study together. Maybe I will do a podcast with someone else on their podcast and then repost that on ours. And then, of course, I'll continue doing some of these, kind of looking back and reflecting. I've enjoyed these times. It's been a creative outlet. So we're going to do all of that. If you have any other ideas or things you'd like to see, we'd also like to include questions from listeners or people from Grace Community Church. So if you've got those, you can submit those through our Ask the Pastor form that's available in the back of the sanctuary each week. You can also email those questions directly to me, and we'll try to include those on the podcast as well. So we'll see what God has for us. But today I want to jump in and think about this last week's message. You know, I don't get many chances in a year to just sit back and listen to someone else preach. So I really enjoy when this happens. One, because it gives me rest, which is incredibly important. But two, it helps me to grow and to be challenged in my thinking in different ways. And so this week was no different. I had asked RJ to preach, 6 months ago at the beginning of the year, and he had preached for us in September and did a bang-out job, and so I wanted to have him back. In fact, coming up in a future episode not too far down the road, I hope to have him on the podcast as well. He's just a real deep thinker, a good communicator, and has a heart for the Lord and serving him, and I just appreciated his message. Title was The Impact on the World Through Worship. I will throw a link to our sermons podcast in the show notes as well, so you can find that. Or you can go to our website again at gccofalliance.org and click on the sermons link and you'll find it there. It's worth your time. But the premise for this was centered around Paul, of course, and Paul was in jail, in Acts chapter 16, again. You know, Paul, that's kind of where he was at a lot of the time. And he had this interaction. He lived his life, even in the midst of the circumstances that were not favorable, in a way that he was worshiping God. In fact, by his actions and how he was living, a miracle happened. Paul was actually in the midst, there was an earthquake and all the chains were thrown off and he could have escaped, but he didn't. And because of his actions of worship and attentiveness to what God was doing, the Philippian jailer and his entire family came to know the Lord. And this was just a really an amazing thing, right? This was this idea that by the way we live our life, it can be an act of worship. See, Paul was worshiping God in the prison, and we realized that in the midst of this message that the worship of Paul towards God affected other people. And because of that, God worked in their life in the midst of their circumstances. And when it hit me, it struck me. And listen, I know that how we approach life and how we respond is under our control. But so many times, I let my circumstances dictate my worship. I let my circumstances dictate how I respond, rather than my worship being in spite of or in a response to what God has done, not necessarily my circumstances at the moment. And it was just a good reminder. And this idea that worship is something else that he went on to talk about, and we know this as followers of Jesus, but worship is how we are to live life. Another phrase he used that I really liked was that worship is not something that should be turned on and off. The reality is that our life, we are worshiping something, regardless of what the circumstances are. Maybe it's an idol in our life, maybe it's something that we shouldn't, along those lines, but we're not worshiping, if that makes sense. So even when we're in a crummy situation and we are, you know, our circumstances of our life are not going the way we want, we may not be actively worshiping God, but we may, and we most certainly are worshiping something in our life. So it's not something that could be turned on and turned off. And then another example he shared about worship and how we live our life as being a reflection of our relationship with God was Daniel chapter 3, where Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and this is a common story that we've heard many times before, the fiery furnace, right? So these Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, which by the way were exiles from Israel in a foreign land, and the king at the time was created an idol and said, anytime that you hear the trumpet sound, you are to bow down immediately. Well, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, followers of the one true God, realized that they can't have another God in front of their God, and they could not bow down. And so the king got very angry and says, you need to bow down. I'm going to give you one more chance. And in that encounter, they say basically this statement, because they realize if they don't bow down, they're going to be thrown into the fiery furnace and killed. And they said, our God will rescue us. Our God will. He is able. But even if he doesn't, we're not going to bow down and worship you. And so the king gets so angry and turns the fire furnace up. It's so hot, in fact, so hot that the guards throwing Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the fire died themselves. And in just a moment, they realize, the advisors to the king and the king, they realize that the three men weren't dead and they were standing up. But on top of that, there wasn't just three men, there was a fourth in the fire. And see, they're response by worshiping God even in the midst of difficult situations. And you know, sometimes we think of worship and we think worship is just singing a song. Worship is just doing something for God. Sometimes worship is just our posture, our recognition of who God is. And they, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, understood who their God was, and they were standing up for him. And they said, he's no matter what, even if he doesn't rescue us, even if he doesn't, we're not going to bow down to you. And so we see in that situation that even in the tough times, God is with us and he is worthy of our praise. You know, the ending to that message RJ shared with us, 1 Peter 5:8, and this is maybe one you've heard before, but let me read it to you from the NIV. It says, "Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls like a roaring lion, looking for somebody to devour. Restrict him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of sufferings." In other words, Peter is writing this to the church and saying, stand firm, be self-controlled, and alert. The devil is coming after you. And he is. The devil is not just a passive being. He's actively trying to pull us away from God. And when worship is happening with how we live our life, with how we serve God, with how we serve him in church, how we love others, how we stand for his truth, you will be attacked. That's why Peter's saying, stand firm, be self, have self-control, and be alert. Your enemy, the devil, is coming after you. Restrict or resist him. Resist. Worship God. Stand for him. And you know, this is an area that hits hard for me, because I don't know about you, but sometimes I go through seasons of life where things are smooth. Now, I'll admit, not very often, but there are times when they're smooth, and sometimes I have to stop myself and go, am I worshiping God? Am I putting him first? Am I serving him? Because, you know, if you're not experiencing pushback in some capacity, if you're not experiencing the devil coming after you, then maybe, just maybe, it's because you're of no threat to him. Maybe it's because you're not resisting. Maybe it's because you've trotted off the beaten path a little bit and you're kind of making your own way. Or maybe it's even because you're getting distracted from what God has called you to do and placed in your life, and you're trying to go your own way. And listen, I'm not here to beat anyone up over this. I'm not trying to put anyone down. I'm just asking the question because God's pointing at me sometimes. I came across this book called Undistracted by Bob Goff. It was recommended to me by my brother. The author was, at any rate. And I just was drawn into the book right away. He's a very good storyteller. He is a believer, but he does write into a world that is maybe writes in such a way that unbelievers might be drawn in as well. He doesn't shy away from the gospel in any way. But anyways, he talks about this idea of being undistracted and what stops us from being distracted. Or maybe asked a better way, what distracts you in your life? You know, sometimes I get frustrated with myself and I just say I have ADHD, and I just see a squirrel and I start following it. And that may be true to an extent, but sometimes I think it's because I'm not intentional. Now, if you've spent any time around me over the years, you know that I've really gravitate towards the word unintentional, or excuse me, I gravitate towards the word intentional. Being intentional is incredibly important. If you're not intentional, you will get distracted. And it just dawned on me as I'm reading this book in the last 2 weeks that this book's talking about exactly the same thing. Sometimes I live a distracted life. You know, there's a lot of things going on in the world today. There's a lot of things that are easily distracting me if I'm not staying intentional and following God and realizing my life is a life of worship. See, God has called me to a purpose. He's called me to where he's called me intentionally to use me to spread his gospel, but to also to reach and teach others. He's called me to help, encourage, and equip. That's kind of my tagline now for everything. I'm wanting to encourage and equip you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. That's what we're all about at Grace Community Church. Well, sometimes I forget that is what I'm all about as a person as well. That's what I'm all about as a father. That's what I'm all about as a husband. That's what I'm all about, is a friend. Maybe that's what I'm all about in a moment in counseling. And see, the larger thing that God has called me to, he's given me that purpose. And sometimes I deviate from that a little bit for good things, ministries. I love to get involved with new ministries. But sometimes those new ministries take time away from what my primary purpose is. You know, one of the things that really hit me in Bob Goff's book, Uninterrupted, Undistracted, was this idea of people. And sometimes as a pastor, I fall into this trap too. And just by loving people, I feel like if they need me at that moment, then I have to drop what I'm doing to help them. And you know, at first glance, it sounds kind of rough, but what I'm saying is that sometimes it's okay that I, just because the other person needs me, doesn't
you've been listening to the At the Table podcast with Pastor Gary. I hope this episode has left you encouraged and equipped.
It's okay.
Pastor Gary is the lead pastor of Grace Community Church in Alliance, Ohio. To learn more about the church, the ministries at the church, or to give to support Grace Community Church, you can follow the links in the show notes or go directly to gccofalliance.org. Have a blessed day.
Anybody else outside of that. Another thing that just really hit me in this moment is that sometimes I say yes to other people's timetables and I say no or pause to what God is asking from me. Catch that. Sometimes I say yes to something else which prevents me and causes me to say no to God. Because let's be real, if we're doing priorities here, my first relationship is a relationship with Jesus Christ and God and seeking him with all I am. And he's going to use me then in the other primary relationships like my marriage, my family, the elders, the members of this church. Like that needs to be the top five right there, right? That needs to be the top five. And so it's okay for me to say no to good things outside of that region. And that's hard for this people pleaser to do. It is hard to do. But it all comes back here to then, let me wrap up today. It's about being intentional. It's about living a life of worship. It's about living in such a way that we are worshiping God with all that we are. It's about taking it back to him. You know, John chapter 15 says, Jesus tells his followers that, you know, you need to remain in me. You need to abide in me. You need to stay close to me. You need to draw strength from me. You need to be in me, in him. And that is no different for us today. Our first relationship, our first priority is always going to be our relationship with the Father because of what Jesus Christ did through the power of the Holy Spirit. Then we're going to start working our way out to our relationships with maybe our spouse, our family, our church, and then from there. I don't know if any of this makes any sense, but I'm excited about this. I hope that this message, this content today is an encouragement and has helped equip you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. And until next time, we'll see you later.